public hearings.
This is case number 12830, Jeffrey and Molly Corman. The applicants seek variances from the front and rear yard setback requirements for existing structures, sections 115-34, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Alabama Drive, approximately 428 feet northeast of North Bayshore Drive in Broad Hill Beach. The 911 address is 4 Alabama Avenue, Milton. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 235, MAP 3.12, Parcel 106. Specifically, the applicants request a 26.7-foot and 21.6-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for existing steps and an existing cantilever deck, and a 0.1 and 0.5-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling. Staff note, there is one letter of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
I will be recusing myself, Dr. Carson.
Thank you.
And I will be turning it over to the council to Mr. Robertson, so I'll be letting him handle this one tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Are the applicants present? Please come forward. Mr. Robertson will swear you in.
Yeah, thank you. Who's going to be speaking or testifying?
I'll go first.
Okay, all right. If you could state your name and place of residence for the record.
Chris Connolly, 2882 Sandbox Road, Milford.
Okay, and Mr. Connolly, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in your testimony this evening? All right, great,
yes.
Thank you. You may proceed. Oh, well, I guess if you're both, sure, give your name.
Good evening. Molly Corman, 5121 Mills Road in Milford.
Okay. And do you also swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth
in
your
thank
testimony?
You.
Thank you.
Thank you and welcome. You may
thank
present
you.
Your case.
It's nice to be back. Good to see everyone. we'll start out. We had a requested a variance, so I'm here to represent Mr. and Mrs. Corman. We requested a variance from a cottage that was on a property that they purchased at Broad Hill Beach in June of 2021. And requested all the setbacks. They are bayfront at Broad Hill Beach. If you zoom out, you'll be able to see the water there. They've gone through that full process, DENREC approvals, as well as the building permit process, construction, engineered drawings, picking out things, and all the way to the end. CO inspection, I believe, was done last week. And we have this one cleanup item, I'll call it, when we received the as-built survey back to also verify that the home had been elevated, and all of these things are in your packet. Rather than read in everything to the record, appreciate staff reading in the request, all the findings of fact from our previous case in June of 2021, I'd like to enter into the record for this case. All of the items and exceptional practical difficulty, as mentioned in the 5 items to verify for the granting of a variance, are still valid to complete this build. It's sort of bookending this process for the Cormans. We started with the BOA, and hopefully tonight with favorable outcome, we'll be ending it with the Board of Adjustment. The build and situation, as you can see, is a very unique property. Sort of what I would call the definition of an exceptional practical difficulty given the build line and the beach, the dead end road of Alabama Avenue that you see there. And when you're dealing with a spot like that at the beach, you have kind of a fairly dynamic atmosphere and on the ground. You're dealing with very small lots, and in most cases you're installing a piling foundation, which is probably the least accurate type of foundation to be installed. So I will tell you that the piling are certainly within the bounds of the setbacks that you had previously granted in June. The case before you tonight sort of adds to the trim and to the steps that needed to be tweaked. As staff had read into the record, basically those tweaks are based on the trim that's applied to the footprint of the building, and there were pictures also included in your packet that demonstrate that. With regard specifically to the steps, the steps had to be tweaked because the front porches, based on the DENREC build line and the process that we went through, had to be cantilevered over steel, and the steel had to be constructed back into the piling because you cannot drive piling straight down underneath the porch. The pictures also reflect that. So the steps had to be tweaked to get down to the approximate grade as you finish construction, and I believe they're still planning on pouring a concrete pad there that will help alleviate that issue, but that's what led to the steps being closer. The other small items I would submit are de minimis in request to just the trim that was applied and sort of the AZEK board. You know, in a beach environment, you tend to want to cover everything with something plastic, something that's maintenance free. So that basically covers most of what I had to present. I'd be happy to read in those other findings of fact, but for the sake of time and other items on that after us, appreciate us being bumped up for whatever reason.
You're welcome.
I'd be happy to take any questions that you have for myself or Mrs. Corman.
Okay. Questions from the board?
Has there been any comments about the building as it's gone up from neighbors? Anything negative or positive?
No, great question. Only positive.
Okay.
And you received, I believe they received two letters of support. I think one came in today, which is why staff didn't know. That's fine.
It did.
Thank you.
Mr. Connolly, when you say tweaked in terms of the pilings, can you give us a quantitative definition of what tweaked means?
Well, as you are, I'm sure, aware, pilings are driven in with a large hammer, and you do your best to lay them out to perfection. Yeah. But as you hammer those into the ground and the way you build on top of those, sometimes they're not perfectly square and true, which leads to, like, what I would call that slight shift. Mm-hmm. And then again, as I mentioned, the 0.1 increase to the variance that was originally granted, I would submit, is simply the AZEK board or the trim rings that go around the deck and on the side of the house. Certainly the piling are within the original setbacks as you had originally approved.
So we're talking about a matter of inches?
Correct, sir. Yes.
Okay. Other questions from the board? Hearing none, Mr. Robertson, any questions?
No, I had a question for staff, and it was my fault for not being a frequent flyer here at the Board of Adjustment, trying to understand the rear yard setback, but staff's now explained that, you know, looking at this survey, it's sort of counterintuitive. You'd think the rear, at least I would be on the, I guess, what, the west side, the side opposite Delaware Bay, but because Alabama Avenue runs down the one side of it, the rear's on the opposite side, so now I get that. I was looking at this, I was trying to figure that out, but now I understand, so. Thank you. That was a long explanation that was unnecessary, but
all good, Mr. Robertson.
Now I understand it a little better.
Good. Any other comments? Okay. You may have a seat. For the audience, are there any members of the audience who are here in regard to supporting this request for variance? Any in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, is there anyone on the line regarding case number 12830?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Ann on the line, and your line is open.
Hello, this is Ann Lepore. I'm an employee with Sussex County, and I'm calling in this evening to check the line.
Thank you, Ms. Lepore.
You're welcome.
Any other callers?
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
Thank you. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12830 for Jeffrey and Molly Corman for the requested variances pending a final written decision based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. I do believe the property is unique, has unique physical conditions. I do believe it is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, your variance is requested. Thank you.